question that was overlooked. Chris Vile, he writes in, 53 Flying Cloud here across the pond. I sent you a voicemail for Thanksgiving Day, but somehow last year, but somehow never made it. He's going to blame the intern Samantha. I need to keep a better eye on her. Okay. Let's see. A pretty timeless question, so he sent it again. He says, since in the future I also like to spend some time airstreaming in the U.S., maybe I could follow up my voicemail by asking you and the panel pros for their top three places to camp in the United States and Canada. Well, Watsonville.
Adirondacks.
There you go. Pleased to report after 2 years, the 53 Flying Cloud is almost ready to roll again. I sent you guys to the link to his blog, illuminidler.blogspot.com.
That's a great blog, I have to say. Excellent blog. Chris has done a wonderful job, and he's an awesome photographer. I really like his blog a lot.
We'll put it in the show notes so people can go to it. Let's go ahead and play his.
I highly recommend you go read his blog. He's done a fantastic job on his Flying Cloud. And like I say, the photography is really phenomenal.
Yeah, that's another thing I really recommend if you're restoring a trailer. You know, while you're restoring it, keep a blog and photos because it's fun to go back and look over it. Because like I go back and look at mine once in a while and I can't believe all the stuff I did.
And, I hear you.
And keep your journal once you're using it. But let's go ahead and listen to Chris's question. All the way from Thanksgiving last year.
Hi there, Tim, and Colin, and Rob, if he's listening, and Frank, if he's on. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. It's Chris here from over in the UK, and I think we're all thankful for whatever little bit of aluminium we own, whatever Airstream we own, but I've got a question. I just wonder what your top three would be. If money was no object, what would your top three Airstreams be? For me, I'd have my 53 Flying Cloud. I love the 53 because it's the last year of the symmetrical ends before they went out with the 22 foot and the longer tail. Then I'd probably have a mid-70s. I can say that because Rob's not on anymore. I don't know, mid-70s Safari or something. But I'd probably gut it and put something modern and funky inside. Get rid of that fake wood interior. And last of all, I'd probably have a clipper, because you got to. Anyway, tell me yours. Bye, then.
Very good, Chris. Thanks for sending that again to us. Let's see, your three best Airstreams. Let's start with Frank.
Well, my 62 Overlander Anna would be, you know, my number one trailer. I just love my trailer and don't really dream of having any other, you know, main trailer. But that's a really, really hard question because I love them all. Just as long as they're Ohio-built trailers now, I'm into them. So... No, I really don't know how to answer that. You know, I last week I went and looked at a upcoming job that's coming into Frank's Trailer Works, and it's a 1950 liner that is pretty much completely all original and all there and pretty much unmolested in every way, shape, and fashion, and. I've never really been moved by being inside a trailer like that one, and the granddad, as they call it out there at in Jackson Center, that sits in the parking lot all forlorn. That's a trailer that I really dig a lot. It's very incredible if you can peek through the Venetian blinds to see the woodwork that was done in there. And
I've been in it.
Have you? It was locked. Yeah. I tried to get in it, but it was locked and. I guess probably the trailer that I love the most is Wally's Gold Trailer. I dream of someday owning Wally's Gold Trailer.
I've been in that too.
I got a picture of me hooking it up to tow it away.
Yeah. I took a lot of pictures inside both of those. And the Gold Trailer's actually been heavily modified from when Wally had it. So it's really not the same.